This is WTAQ's entry in the category Best Newscast.
Chilly but becoming partly sunny today. Pete Pitoniak has your full forecast coming up. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Flint.
Fox News said he was smoking marijuana. Forward and away we go.
That's rock icon Bruce Springsteen opening for President Obama at a rally in Madison. The president speaking less than 24 hours before Election Day, saying Republican opponent Mitt Romney is betting that they'll be too tired of politics to get out and support his bid for a second term.
In other words, their bet is on cynicism. But Wisconsin, my bet's on you. My bet's on you.
Mitt Romney's running mate Janesville Congressman Paul Ryan will also stop in Wisconsin today during a Milwaukee campaign event. Tommy Thompson thinks he'll be the next U.S. senator elected here in Wisconsin. The former governor is gearing up for tomorrow's battle at the polls with Democrat Tammy Baldwin. He says her campaign to paint him as a Washington insider has failed.
I'm the one that coined the phrase, Wisconsin is where Packers score, Harleys roar, and Eagles soar. And that's still my philosophy. I still am Wisconsin through and through.
Baldwin led Thompson in the last Marquette Law School poll by 4 points. One person is in custody after two people suffered gunshot wounds at a Sheboygan Falls apartment complex.
Police Chief Steve Riffle said one other person was also injured. Riffle said they received reports of shots being fired in the apartment about 6 o'clock this morning. Officers responded and cordoned off the area.
We do believe we have the individual who's responsible for the shooting. And we don't believe anybody else is in danger at this time. There does appear to be, initially at the scene, a number of gunshots that were fired. We have evidence techs en route. Obviously, you can see we have the place cordoned off.
Riffle said the shooting appears to have stemmed from a domestic dispute, but he said the investigation is continuing. John DeMaster, WTAQ News.
We're expected to learn the fate of a Campbellsport teenager convicted in a crash that killed three of her friends today. Carly Ottery was driving the night of the crash in February. Prosecutors say she was driving more than 100 miles per hour when she lost control. She faces up to 5 years in prison and 5 years extended supervision for each of the three deaths. Wisconsin could soon have the nation's third largest dairy cooperative. Directors of three co-ops have voted to merge, and their members will decide by mid-December whether to go along. If they do, Family Dairies USA, the Manitowoc Milk Producers, and Milwaukee Cooperative Milk Producers would combine to form the Farm First Cooperative in January. From Fox 11, here's your Monday forecast.
This afternoon, a mix of sun and clouds, high near 42. Increasing clouds tonight with a low of 30. Tomorrow for Election Day, snow mixing with rain, cloudy skies, high near 40. From Fox 11, your station for severe weather coverage, I'm Pete Pitoniak. For News Talk WTAQ.
I'm Jeff Flint on your 2012 election coverage station, News Talk WTAQ.